The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:39 live on WRHI 1340 FM 100.1 and worldwide on WRHI.com.
That's right. Rock Hill I.
Beautiful rainy morning. It's been a long time since I said that.
Yeah, it has been a minute. A good month or more.
More like 6 weeks.
It's not heavy humidity, it's actually rain. That's good, but it's supposed to rain here to about 9:00, about the time the show is over, and then roll out a little bit and then come back later. So,
well, it started early, didn't it? I mean, like 5-6 o'clock.
Yeah, it's always harder to get out of bed if it's raining.
My windows
are shut and all that. I know my body knows it must be raining because I could stay in there a little bit longer.
Well, sleep late.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. So it's finally getting some rain, and the next couple of days could be rain, and we got some activity in the Atlantic that we talked about for weeks. It's been quiet, but some major activity out there.
Two things going on. Bunch of birds together. What are they going to do?
There may end up being, but Umberto, which starts with an H, is silent.
It took you more to figure
proud
that
of myself,
out.
Proud of myself for pointing that out. Is turned into a Category 4, so it's moving a little bit north of the Caribbean, coming toward the coast of the Carolinas. There,
we were on Channel 9 news instead of Queen City news this morning, and you're all talking. It's gonna get to the coast, and it's gonna turn right.
That's kind of what we hope things do. But we hope maybe the bands of it, the rain, will maybe get scattered out.
Get some rain out of it.
And there's another young lady, I guess. Imelda is a cyclone. Really, I think it's about to be named, and it's in the Caribbean, coming up. West of Umberto.
That's right.
And Matt just told me a fascinating thing that I never heard the word he said before.
Yeah, the Fujiwara effect. Fujiwara.
Oh, he's even gonna spell it.
Yeah. And
I wouldn't have messed it up by trying to spell it for me.
Something about the high pressure system of Umberto, when it goes out to sea, it might just pull Imelda along with it, and that would be wonderful if that happened.
It's crazy the pressure, the barometric pressure and all that of these storms, if you watch it just sucks all the clouds and moisture into it and just takes it on. It's like when you're rolling a snowball in the snow, just bigger and bigger and bigger. So it's so that might happen, but stay tuned for that.
In my limited age, though, I never remember a cyclone in the East Coast.
Well, they call them cyclones sometimes before it gets started to change it.
It's a cyclone. Really.
We had one like a year or two ago, I think, come in there and it rained. That's when I had my lady Trojan golf tournament 2 years ago, because it was September.
He would remember that.
Yeah, and it was 52 degrees and raining. These girls were out there in their T-shirts and skirts, and they didn't bring jackets and extra stuff. So begging me to call it, but I was like, we need to go ahead and play it. Everybody's here. Gives them memories.
That's like at Myrtle Beach one year. You and everybody else told me call it. And then the general manager came on. Yeah. You call this anytime you want to.
So you can go play all you want. Ain't nobody out here. So I see you wore your Myrtlewood shirt today. I just noticed that. So
I don't know where it came from.
Steve used to host the nurseryman show down at the beach. He would host a golf tournament, and then I took it over for couple of years, but
so I'm in that did for 12 years.
Always had it at Myrtlewood Golf Course, which is right there conveniently. 48th Avenue North, Myrtle Beach.
People don't know that.
That's on my radio voice.
That's one tough golf course.
That's too. A good golf course. It's right long. There. It's just compact, 36 holes. It's you don't have to drive. I mean, there's 100 courses you can go to down there, but if you're staying in Myrtle, that's about as close to one as you can get.
Myrtle would be a good course.
Yeah. Want to talk to them about
that's
sponsoring next year,
I guess.
That's
the one course I played on.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, she only played one time in her life.
When I was a kid, we used to go down there, and I played the South Carolina Junior Golf Championship was there every year. So from played the Palmetto course, the other one.
Mm-hmm.
The Pines is a little shorter, the Dog Legs, and the other one, Palmetto had that hole going down the Intercoastal Waterway.
Yeah, a long way.
Yeah. Pretty nice, but...
The general manager, Jim Thumby, started her there.
Yeah.
He said, all the courses in Myrtle Beach, you got to pick this for first round. The back down, she swung like a baseball.
Yeah. Right?
She missed a lot.
Yeah.
I had my softball swing, okay?
I had about a 90 on the back down. The front nine, she actually shot like a 38 or something.
Well, Teresa plays here and there, so I didn't even know you played. That's good. You dabbled
one,
it.
One and done.
She don't know, she gave her clubs away.
You play as much as Matt does over here.
I was one and done.
I actually enjoy playing in the rain, and my granddaughter does too. She's actually playing in the Rock Hill Country Club Ladies Club Championship today.
Really?
Supposed to start at 8 o'clock.
Wow.
They put it off till 10, but I wish they'd left it at 8 because she don't mind the rain. So.
What do they call those racehorses? A mutter?
Yeah.
They do well in rainy
she's
conditions.
She's like your papa and her daddy. We don't care if it's raining. Everybody just cancels. There's a festival. It's supposed to be in Rock Hill this weekend. I can understand it. There's a lot of work goes into that. They canceled it. But I like moving forward, man. If it's get wet, you get wet.
Little rain never did bad.
That's right.
We'll be right back to the garbage pitch. Oh, yeah. Wild boy.
Rustic Roots Warehouse. We offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We've been keeping our customers warm for over 30 years, and we want to do the same for you. Don't wait. Call me, Benny Etter, 803-327-7100.
6 long months on a dust-covered trail. They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air. Rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me there.
Waiting for me there.
We're going to dream a little while doing this.
That's one of my favorites.
My speech is backsliding today.
Might be lightning in the air later today.
It might be. I thought it was a little better last week. This week hadn't been so true.
Well, we've been waiting on this rain. Like I said, the last 10 years, basically September has been like a dust bowl. So we were waiting. At least we had rain in August, which was good. But we have nothing in September, but now we do. And now it'll be time to aerate and seed your yard. So
I saw people doing it this week, believe it or not.
People are doing it, and I guess if you had irrigation, that's good. If you didn't, the aerator probably wasn't doing anything. It's probably just running on top of the ground.
I saw one off Hurlong, and it was bouncing.
Yeah, that's not very good on them. Mess up the
tires,
make the chain fall off, and all that good stuff. But we do have aerators at Carolina Fresh Farms. We're open today, open at 8 o'clock to 2:00, and you can get on a list. We have a calendar, and just call in, and we can rent your aerator. And
I don't want a list. I want an aerator.
Must be want somebody to do it, but we can actually give you names of people too that be willing to come do it. It might take them a little while if they're good. You have to understand, if you call somebody and they say, I can't do it for 2 or 3 weeks, that probably means they're pretty good at what they're doing.
Yep.
If you call them and say, hey, I'll be right over there, then I don't know.
Everybody that doubts.
Yeah.
We didn't do a lot of aerate.
Yeah, y'all only had like 3, 4, 5 yards, and some of y'all's was always in Bermuda, and you only had 1 or 2 where you did fescue, wasn't it?
2.
Yeah. Toward the end, anyway. You did more back in the day, but...
In the early day, we did a bling called Plus Checks.
Okay, yeah, I remember that.
Barm seed put it in before they went broke.
Yeah.
And it was a good one for us.
Well, seed this year amazingly came down about $30 to $40 a bag. So it's like as cheap as I've ever really seen it since I've been over there.
I mean, in a while.
Crazy, so... If you buy more than you need, you can actually keep it till next year. After 1 year, it will hold its tolerance and be able to grow, keep it in a cool, dry place, and it'll be fine. Might not be a bad idea, because I think the farmers in Oregon are not going to want to sell this stuff that cheap next year.
You'd be surprised.
It's basically all on supply and demand, like the economy is anyway, but it's just... People evidently got overplanted. It was a good crop. Price goes down, so some of the farmers would be like, "Well, I'm just going to grow corn next year and not do this."
I think it was better to get a crop than it was.
Yeah,
overproduced.
All kind of fluctuation. They don't ever want to let the price go early either. They wait it out on into June, really. So June, July, and you get the prices. So yeah, but come on, we got plenty of seed and fertilizer and. Lots of smiling faces and young men to help carry your stuff. They better be carrying your stuff to your car. If they don't, you can call me and tell them.
They were carrying pine needles because you were.
Yeah, well, I was telling Steve, and then we had a big pine needle week. Sometimes the fall, people don't put out a lot of pine needles because the leaves are getting ready to come. But we sold well over 1,000 bales of pine needles.
Wow.
We were in there the other morning, and a guy came in 7:20. I said, hey, good morning. I need 200 bales of pine needles. I was like,
Well, the leaves have already started to fall off, so my driveway's getting kind of covered.
Yeah, there's some, the early leaves are coming down. So. But they could be putting them where people don't have trees and stuff. You know, there's not, like, parking lots and stuff.
We put them down and just blow the leaves off of them.
You know when you put them down? You put them down when people want you to put them down. So if that's what they want,
and
you
they'll
do it.
Pay
it. Some of these landscapers used to get in arguments with customers. I'm like, why are you doing that? Just you work for them. If they wanted you to dig a hole in their front yard and put water in it, then do it.
So, they want me to do it at midnight, I'll do it.
Exactly. That's what you get paid for, make people happy. So.
I'll argue with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we've had a good week. We had a lot of sod and, like I say, pine needles and mulch, and everything's putting that stuff out, seed and fertilizer, and... Don't forget on your Zoysia, Bermuda, Centipede, St. Augustine yard, just now time to do your pre-emergent. And pre-emergent does not kill weeds. It prevents weeds in the future. So this is going to prevent winter weeds from coming up, like your poana and all that stuff.
007.
Yeah, 007. James Bond. No, 00 prodiamine, 7 prodiamine, but... yeah, so it's a white and yellow bag. If you come in, it's just a pre-emergent. got to remember that. So it's not, if you got some weeds you want to kill, we got stuff for that. But this is a pre-emergent for your warm season grasses.
Pre-emergent stops them from germinating.
Yeah, stops them from germinating.
Post-emergent killing the stuff that's already there.
Yeah, it kills something that's there. That's exactly right.
Two different scenarios.
Yeah, and your chemicals that kill things are going to slow down as the temperature drops. The post-emergence don't work as quick, so you have to be patient. You know, we got the Amazon theory where you go out there and spray it and come back 2 hours later, it's supposed to be dead, but it doesn't work that way. But even if you order Amazon and it shows up 2 hours later, that's not apples to apples, I guess you say. All right, old man.
We'll be right back to the garden.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
I'm Benny Etter. There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
All our times have come.
Okay, we're going to break the hoodie back for the guitar.
Yeah, that's a tailgate song for me. Me and my wife are going to see Blue Oyster Cult tonight, a blast from the past.
I'm sorry for you.
And I'm sure when Blue Oyster Cult started, I didn't think they would end up playing in Newton, North Carolina, but they are going to be there tonight. So at least two of the original members.
They played Coldwell, North Carolina in 1980, and I'm shocked they get to do
that. Yeah, when they're coming back, it's making full circle here. Not too far from where they were.
Well, hopefully we'll be kicked back in the recliner watching the Gamecocks. And
that's Kentucky right. Who they play tonight? That's why Stevens had his shirt on. I was like, why is he wearing that?
On purpose.
Yeah. Steven Stone had a cool Kentucky shirt on, one of these Hawaiian-looking shirts.
He's a Hawaiian shirt guy.
Man. He is, man.
He can pull that off just laid back.
I'd like to go just look in his closet. He's got... section of Hawaiian shirts.
He's got style, man.
I'm sure what's in the closet.
I know what's in Steve's closet, a bunch of Rolling Hills shirts.
No, not. Well, they are sweatshirts.
And he had one golf shirt, but he wore it today.
She's got more than
He's got several. I've been pulling them out.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's time.
I told her $5 more on that red one.
Yeah. Tracy used to just go in there and get some and take them, and I just never know where they've gone.
I thought this. You still got shirts in there with tags on it.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, Myrtle Woods gave me a lot of shirts.
So. What size? We may have to have an auction.
I have no idea.
See if we can raise money.
Yeah, fundraiser.
Fundraiser, yeah. For the gardener's bench. We could do a field trip somewhere.
Field trip to the Crump House.
Some Steve memorabilia.
Yeah. Yeah, if you'd like to have the gardener's bench live from your home,
yes,
we could do that. That would be great. Sure, people would bid on that, wouldn't they?
Both for yourself.
Uh-oh, the phone. Phones are ringing right now.
Yeah, phones are ringing off the hook. Lighten up.
We have, what did we say? We have
I don't think we need assistance to go down that rabbit hole.
Waiting to answer. What did they say when you used to do those call-ins?
Like shows? A telethon?
Yeah. Now, we have people waiting to answer your phone call.
Yes.
Matthew, you need to calm down. You need to go national.
Yeah. A telethon sounds probably more like what we'd need in a
fundraiser. I heard him last night for the first time.
You told me that, and I can't believe that.
He's wasted his Rock Hill circle.
Yeah, him and Chris are awesome. So, I mean, I just love listening to it on the radio, man. It's just like it gives you vision and. They paint the picture and
they do. It's good.
We're moving left to right across your radio.
When he did the thing on the kickoff return.
Yeah.
I thought I was there.
Yeah. Thank you. It's a lot of fun. I mean,
you did an awesome job.
You can tell y'all have fun. So I mean, if
you get paid to sit and talk about football.
Yeah.
Does it get any better than that?
Yeah. And you and Chris enjoy it and you're good at it.
It's like getting paid to sit and talk about gardening.
Yeah. Yeah. What about the getting paid part?
It really helps the old festers so good this year. I mean, they weren't very good at being on the old job.
Matt's been through some of that, but it's true.
We did.
Sometimes more fun to win, but it's still just fun to be a part of it.
It definitely is. And the first year they put me and Chris together, I think they went 2-8.
Mm.
It was the lean year.
And, I remember that. I actually sponsored those games.
It
happens.
It was Coach Wofford's first year, and some folks defected from the program, but they
he got it turned around.
Yeah, turned around to doing a fantastic job.
How many Carolina Fresh Farms Green Zone was there last night? Was there?
Oh, there were a lot, but they really didn't need the green zone.
Yeah, the problem, they scored it in quick.
Yeah, they had, I think they had drives of a minute, 45 seconds.
Yeah, I know.
The longest drive of the night was a minute and 59 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
They scored
11 seconds.
Nobody scored the first 9 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it was like constantly.
So everybody knows what the red zone is, but the green zone, we advertise for Carolina Fresh when they get inside the 20. They say, you Trojans have entered the Carolina Fresh Farms green zone.
The green zone. Well, green means good.
They keep scoring outside the 20, and I keep telling Paige, you need to tell them to take a knee at the 1. And then,
yeah, at least get it down to the 19 or something. Yeah. Let's go.
It's funny how quick they can score. That's
I don't think they had many inside the 20. That's
Well, when you do a kickoff return, that just defeats the purpose for me.
Well, let's do the punt return.
Yeah. Well, they're good. They're pretty good. South Point took the evening off. Rock Hill had a tough time. I think they were, at Indian Land since Northwestern was at home. But next week can bring new things.
That's right.
It's always next week.
I might know Northwestern get a stadium.
Yeah, we need one. They got, yeah.
And when they put one in Southport, it said Rock Hill Northwestern would get stadiums.
I sent a picture of
that's been 20 years ago. Yeah. I'd seen them yet.
I sent a picture of Buford, Georgia, I think it is. Has this elaborate stadium with like 50 skyboxes and the replay screen and all that on there. I sent it to Paige the other day. He goes, yeah, it'd be nice.
Rock Hill won't do that.
We're not
yet.
That makes too much sense.
Jimmy Duncan, get to work.
And when they got, they cut out everything for make money.
Well, we can at least get a better scoreboard. That thing's been there since I got a 40th high school reunion next weekend. I think that's the same scoreboard.
They changed it back in a little bit.
They didn't change much.
But if football had permanent advertising.
At least it does keep the score right, and all the lights are working, so good.
We'll be right back to the Garden Bench.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
I'm Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Start saving money now by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Just one look at you, and I know it's going to be a lovely day.
Every day's a lovely day.
We hope it is a lovely day for everyone. The rain has subsided and the sky is lightening up a little bit. So if you got some stuff to do outside, go get it done before the rain comes back later.
I don't know if it's going to come back or not.
It might.
I don't care.
Yeah. shout out to my girls' golf team. We're 11-4 right now.
Woo-hoo.
Moving toward the region. We got two matches this week. So we shot our lowest score the other day, a 169, which is pretty low. So out of four scores on nine holes.
That's why are they all four?
Huh?
Why are they all four?
We lost because we lost. I mean,
we're not supposed to lose any.
We're peaking at the time. You know, we're not undefeated anyway. But
they should be.
The football team lost one, so that's a...
That's a point. Right out of time.
Well, anyway, I'm proud of them. They've been working hard. Yeah. And, staying after practice, doing things you got to do. We're going to state.
Stay after practice, it should lose four.
Yeah, we're trying to go to the state, and it's going to be at the end of October down in Myrtle Beach. So. The Hackler Course, which used to be Quail Creek over by Coastal Carolina.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
They revamped the old course, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I played it a couple of times. A
lot of pine trees.
A whole lot of pine trees. Where they don't need to be.
Watch for the alligators.
All in the woods. Yeah, some alligators too, maybe. But like I said, Carolina Fresh is open today from 8 to 2. Get out there and support our sponsors of the show.
I did lose a ball to an alligator one time.
Yeah.
Get her whole.
They can have it. If it gets near it, I ain't going over there.
It was a little baby one.
I heard they run 30 mile an hour.
I don't think so.
They run 30 mile an hour. So
Mama be going there a circle. Somewhere.
Zigzag or go in a circle if you get chased by one. So.
Okay, is that time?
Yep.
And you opened the two?
Opened the two. Come on out.
Still got pine needles?
Yep.
And sold them all?
Yep.
We'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI. South